Okay, we are Simon Nun Hei. We are up to Sif Yudalet. We're learning the halachas with regards to tzilf for minyan. Again, we want to know how do people need to stand in order that the minyan is mitztarif, that we've got 10 people, without having the 10 people being in one place, it's not considered a minyan. We are now going to learn Sif Yudalet, which is really the crucial machloikas, which is very, very, very noigale maisa. Yesterday we spoke about this doorway, and then that led us into this, which we saw that Shulchan Aruch says it's considered outside, it's not part of the minyan. Mishneh Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that one can be lenient. And that led us into the discussion of mechitza materes. Mechitza, generally mechitza materes. Even more crucial is this seif over here, which is going to tell us the esoid. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch. Misha oimet achoye beis hakneses. Somebody who stands behind a beis hakneses, behind the shul. Uveinayim chaloin. And between the person and the shul area, there's a chaloin, there's a window. So in other words, he's outside the shul and there's a window going into the shul. Afilu gavoya kamokomois, even if there's a distance of a few floors. Afilu ein rochav arba, this means four tfachim, even if it is not four tfachim. Umare lo emponov misham. All the details are not significant as long as mare lo emponov misham. His face, he shows his face from there. In other words, his face is visible through that window. Mitztoref imohem, he joins them la'asor tuten. Again, we're talking about 9 people in the shul, and one person is outside. He says, I'm not going inside the shul, whatever happens. I'm not going. It's not, you know, the davon tzichfat, the davon tzichashkenaz, I'm not stepping in there, or there's a bal machloik, I'm no shine. But he doesn't mind standing outside the shul and there's a window. 9 people in shul, and that person outside, window in between. Does he join, or does he not join? So really, based on the parameters that we learned yesterday, what would you say? No. He's outside. And they're inside. There's a window, but who cares? This is a different area. So you would have learned, I'm 100% agreeing with you, the assumption would have been, they do not join. He doesn't join. You haven't got 10 people. You've got 9. You haven't got 10. However, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here, that if Mare Elohim Ponov, if his face can be seen, then, if it's fate, or it's really, it's both ways, they can be seeing one another, then the halacha is that they join up and they merge and you've got a minyan. So the point is, can they be seen? Yes or no? If they can be seen, the halacha is, it's a different area, but they do join up for halacha. They do join up for a minyan. And so much so, the Ramah adds even, the Ramah adds, Gagin, roofs, v'aliois, if it's higher up. Einun bichlal bais, it's not part of the house. V'oimed aleim, somebody who stands on top of a hill, on top of a heightened area. Einun mitztarif, will not join up. The meaning of this, as the Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot Nun Gimel says, b'chagavne she'ein roin eilu es eilu. This is only if they cannot be seen. And he would tell us the chiddush over here. Afilu chanoynis rechovos v'nemuchos kol she'ein on shovos lekaka beis hakneses af imu oimet b'soichom enem itztarev. The point is, according to Mishneh Berurah, is that if you've got a high area, low area, as long as they cannot be seen from the shul, they do not join up. According to the Ramah, that's the understanding of Mishneh Berurah. They don't join up. But if there's a window and they can see one another, then they join up and there will be a minyan. This will create a minyan. Yes, you want to say something?
Many Bati Midrashim nowadays, unfortunately for either security or for privacy, have obscured glass windows.
Right.
Would they then have to be open?
Obscured glass. Good question. What do you think will be the halacha? Obscured glass and therefore non-visible.
You couldn't see his face.
Exactly. You're right. You cannot see. So therefore, they will not join.
Unless it was open.
Unless he was open. Correct. Yes.
Everyone wanted to see his face?
No.
If you have
no. Not everyone.
If you have a mechitza.
Good, I want to speak of mechitza, I'll get to that still. Leave it open, we'll get to mechitza, yeah.
Just in general, how does this fit with Yud Gimel, which seems to see the complete opposite
halakha? Very good question. You know what? It's a very good question. It's a good question. See if you... Right, I mean, you could learn, maybe the posha, the mahalach will be, that's if Yud Gimel is talking about a case that for some reason they're not visible. Although I'm not sure that's the ultimate answer. You're asking on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that is, the opinion of the Shittas Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, there will be another question later on again on that. I'm not sure. It's the Shulchan Aruch seems to maybe going over here with two opposing opinions. I'm not sure. I can answer your question, because you're quite right, later on as well, Shulchan Aruch seems to be going with a different opinion, so I cannot fully answer your question, I don't know. Yeah, yes?
If he's outside, surely, I'm assuming they say he can't hear.
If he cannot hear, he's going to have a problem. Yeah. We must be talking that he can hear. Well, at least he can hear the tzibur, he can hear the olim davening. Maybe he cannot hear the chazan, it doesn't matter, but if he doesn't hear the chazan, that may not matter as much. If he has nothing, you're right, there's little point for him to be there.
You don't have to hear.
Yeah, you don't need to hear the chazan. Correct. What are you referring to? What kind of case are you referring to?
Yesterday, you say, even if you're outside and you can see, but you said like in Alexandria with the flag.
Right, so he can hear, he didn't hear the chazan. But of course they heard the davening. They must have heard part of it, they must have heard the Kehillah davening, the Olam davening, the Minyan davening. But the Chazan, maybe not. Yes?
This window, it makes it two separate rooms, or is it in the same room?
No, totally a different room.
And also, if a curtain, you have a see-through curtain.
That's a good question. A curtain, a very good question. Net curtain. So a net curtain, if... just can you define that a bit? So are you saying, can they be seen or not? Okay, so the answer is yes. However, we must add over here a bit of background information, which is Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Nun Beis. Says in the Mishnah Berurah Nun Beis, Mitzori from Mahem, after Yesh Hefsek Mechitza Beinem, although there is a Mechitza in between, Kevin Demare Elohim Panav, since his face can be detected, it's shown he's appearing his face, doima, it is similar, it resembles what has been learned in Simon Kuf Tzadikei, le'inyan Zimun, with regards to Zimun, if some of them can see one another, mitznafin, they will join. By the way, the diuk, miktsasan roin es elu, somebody just asked, I forgot who, do all of them need to see one another? Yeah, the answer is no. Miktsasan roin elu es elu. Some need to see one another. That is sufficient. So if that person can see inside the shul, he can see three people, he cannot see nine, it doesn't matter. It's considered roin miktsasan elu es elu. This is a Mishnah in Brachas, which talks about Zimun, and this is what the Mekoyer is. The Mekoyer of this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is halacha with regards to Zimun. If you've got three people, one is on a higher floor, two are lower down. They want to bench Zimun together. So they will be able to join and say Zimun if they can see one another. If they are unable to see one another, they will not join for Zimun. Therefore, consequently, it is self-understood. Ha'oimdim, the ones who stand, Be'ezras Noshim, in a women's shul. V'mechitzam avsekes esh chaloin. And in the mechitzam, is a mechitzam between, which has a window. Umar elohim panam misham. And he can't be seen. Mitztorif imroem la'asor, he will join for 10. He will join as a minion. So a mechitza, which has a window, will join for 10. V'kol shikain, and even more so, im yesh bilod re'asorah, if there is already 10 people without that person in Ezra's Noshim, Nechshot Tfilah B'Tzibur, and they will certainly consider Tfilah B'Tzibur. This is going on to Allah, which we'll be discussing later on in Mitzvah Hashem, that once you've got a minion, I think I've introduced that yesterday, that concept, that if there is a minion, it's easier to join in the minion. That's why it's a Kal V'Choyma. It's one matter to get to the 10, so it's more of a Shaila, but once you've got 10 people which have created a minion, then to be considered a Tfilah B'Tzibur with them, that is more, that's more, you can, it's easier to do that. So he said, if you've got 10 people in the shul and one person is davening in the znoshim, it's kavachomer that it's considered a tefillah b'tzibur. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, ve'afal pikein yoisa toiv. It is always better, nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, if possible, it's always better, in benokelu leir leves haknesses, if you can go down to shul, she'eret, it's better to do so if possible. If you can't go down to the main shul, that's the best. Now comes the critical line, which is very negal ma'isa. Because the Achoinim would disagree with the word of the Shulchan Aruch. The Sovereign and they hold. And it doesn't resemble at all Zimun, and we cannot join up people just by being visible, just by seeing people. They will not join up for Minyan. So again, this Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, the opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that if you've got 9 people in shul, one person outside, if they can see one another, you've got a minyan. And where does that come from? That comes from Zimun, where we find this concept. This is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah ever quotes Achronim, that some Achronim are not happy about this, and they say, no, it's not good enough. Just the fact that people can be seen and can see one another, that doesn't necessarily make a minyan. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, if possible, don't rely on the psak. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and that's extremely nagia in many, many, many halachas. Yeah. Very good. What would you say? You've got a proper shul, a purpose-built shul, where there's a Ezra Noshim upstairs. Good. So you want to know if there's 9 people in the main shul, one person upstairs in the Ezra Noshim, if they will join up for me, what do you say? They can see another, and therefore, la'aloch ha'kono shulchan aruch, it's fine. If they're marin, they can see one another, they will join up as a minion. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's possible, you should go down, it should literally go down, it should join in. But yes, it will be considered, they do join up, and it will certainly be considered for the betzeba if he's there. Yeah. But achatchila, one should avoid it. Right. Right. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think about that? What do you think about this psak? What do you think about this? Yeah?
This is that only if you've got 9 plus 1? Or is that even if you've got a minion already and then some behind
them? No, it's only talking about 9 plus 1. About the 10 people already, that's going to be a different discussion. It's if Kotnu and Ches later on. Okay. Yeah. Very good question. You can either say that no, it's not considered mechitza mataras, because some achronim seem to be learning that mechitza is not considered mechitza mataras, or you could say it may not be considered mechitza mataras. We're going to that. It's not maybe as a notion is not considered mechitza mataras, or you could learn that we can learn achronim. They just open it up. It's not a proper mechitza. They open it up. Marin zeh as zeh, the Shulchan Aruch said. Mishnah Berurah said, Mishnah Berurah's lashon was the miktsosin roin elu is elu.
One way glass. If you can only see through one side.
Rabbi Sai, what do you think about that? If you can only see through one side, I saw a shoe. Where is it? Where did I see recently a shoe like that? There's us no shame. Where did I see that recently? That's right. Yeah. So that would be. What do you think about that, Rabbi Sai? A person who davens in the adas. In the Ezra Noshim of the Adas, that is. Is that considered a 9 people in the main shul, one person in the Ezra Noshim? Does he join up for Minyan?
No, from what the Mahava says, each side, they have to see the faces of the other.
Right. I think you're right. I think I agree with you. What do you think, Abbas Sai? He will not add up for Minyan. What do you think? You think he will or won't? 9 people in the main shul, one person in the back. Yeah, it's interesting maybe to know. So somebody once asked me. Does that mean that ladies are davening without a minion? That's if you've got a proper Ezra Noshim. Does that mean that ladies are davening without a minion? That's right. The answer is definitely they don't need a minion. But the answer is in the Chalam. Yeah, could very well be.
But there's a minion anyway. Because they can't see. No one can see.
Yeah. Yeah. So could be it's okay. I'm saying they don't need, they're not obligated. So, yeah. I don't think there is. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, if what happened? Yeah, no, I'm not sure. I don't know if there's an Indian for them at all. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so. Pardon? Ah, that's interesting. Very interesting. Rabbi Feingold points out something really interesting. There's an Indian to say Birkas HaGoyimel, according to some minhogim. There's a minig to say Birkas HaGoyimel, that women after birth, to say Birkas HaGoyimel, which is a minig, an established minig, which is brought down in some of the later poskim, to say HaGoyimel after birth. The source of that could be Korban Toida. It's a very interesting discussion. Some ladies have the minig to say Birkas HaGoyimel after birth. Now, part of that minig Yerushalayim, is to say Birkas HaGoyimel, and others have accepted that minig as well, to say Birkas HaGoyimel. What an interesting question, Rabbi Feingold. To make that dafka with a minion. I don't think that's necessarily an absolute necessity, but it's that minig. It's a minig to say Ba'asor, to say with a minion. So therefore, what many people will do is that the women will go, obviously, in the Ezra's Noshem, and they will make the Birkas HaGoyimel, and 10 men will respond to the Birkas HaGoyimel. So Rabbi Feingold asks, very interestingly, that, well, it could be if they're behind the Mechitza, you haven't got really a minion. It's not, you haven't got the 10 people, they're not, it's not a minion responding to the Birkas HaGoyimel. It's an interesting, what do you think is Pshat HaKem? It's an interesting point. Interesting point on a minig. Interesting. I don't know the answer. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif, Tezvav. Im miktsasam befneim, im miktsasam bechutz, v'shliach tzibu toich ha-pesach, hu mitzarfon. You've got two rooms, which are separated by some sort of hole, or some sort of door, a thick door, a hole, some sort of area in between two rooms. You've got a few in, and a few in one room, others in the other room, and you've got the chazan in the middle, so you can say now that the chazan in between is the middleman, and he will join them up. Four in one room, four in the other room. You see how weak my mass is? You've got four there, five there, and the chazan in the middle, so he will join them up by being literally in the middle, and now he becomes a minion. Seif Tezayin. Okay, this is a shaila of a chotze ktane. You've got a court, which was attached to another chotze, and it opened, it's broken up. So it opened, it was once separated. Imagine two rooms. One is very big and one is very small. And they used to be attached. They used to be attached and separated by a wall. Now that wall came down completely. It opened up completely. It opened up completely to the big one. Where it was joined, the wall came down completely. The entire wall came down, which separated between them. There's a little bit of protrusions on either side. A little bit of protrusion on either side where the wall used to stand. Slight protrusions are still standing. Mekan from one side and mekan from the other side. Hagdoilo ke muflegis min haktana ven haktana muflegis min hagdoilo. So you've got basically, imagine, I think the way I'm picturing it is a bit like an L. You had once one area, and attached to it you had a small area. Now there was a wall in between, and that wall came down completely. And you've got only passing, a little bit of protrusions on either side where the wall used to stand. Does that make sense? So it's a bit like an L now type of thing. Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah? So what's the halacha? So the halacha is, it's considered like a corner. Lefichach, the halacha is as follows. Im tisha begdoila, if you've got nine yidin davening in the big area, ve'echad and one yid bektana in the small area, mitstafin, they will join up. The 10th person who is in the small area, he will be considered part of the minion, and they join up. Why is that? Shaktan, the small area, nigreres, is schlepped after, he's pulled along, achak doyla, after the big area. Varehi kehilu he besoichak doyla, and the small area is swallowed up by the big area, and you've got a minion. Nine in the big, one in the small, they join up, you've got a minion, and shalom al Yisrael. Since you've got the majority of people in the big area, that's fine. But if you have 9 people in the small area, and only one person standing in the large area, or 5 in the large area and 5 in the small area, they will not join up. And the reason Mishneh Berurah explains if kotnunei haklal, the rationale behind it is the big area will never be able to be schlepped along the small area. So if you've got the majority of people in the big area, the minority will be schlepped along. They will be nigra, they will be schlepped to the they will be bottled to the, pardon? They will, what was that? Did you think of a better word when I'm using? Yeah? So pardon? Drag, that's what I was looking for. I knew there was a word. Drag, that's the word I was looking for. That they will be dragged after the big minion, after the big area, the 9 people, you've got a 10th person there, everything is fine. However, if you've got only 1 person in the big area, 9 in the small area, you cannot have the 9 people dragged after the 1 person. That doesn't make sense. And therefore, and they can't be dragged after the 9, he can't be dragged after 9, so you haven't got a minion, any mitzvah, they will not join up. So unfortunately, some of them will have to budge, have a stubborn they are. They have to budge and go to the other part of the room, and then you're going to have a minion. See if you'd sign. What happens if the shliach tzibur is in the small area, but tzibur begdoilon, you've got the 10 people in the big area. That's actually an interesting halacha. That although halachically, you've got 10 people in the big area, and the chazan standing on his own in the small area, he can be moitzi, his chazan, shliach tzibur can be moitzi the 10 people, although really, he's not really, he can be moitzi them, shonigachem, because he dragged after the 10 people. Avol, but, if you have the chazan in the big area, and the tzibur is in the small area, 10 people there, he cannot be moitzi them with the obligation, because the majority of the people, the 10 people, they cannot be nigra, they cannot be dragged after the yochid, after the individual. And that leads us to see if you chaz, yeah. A good question. What happens if there's no pasim? I don't think it's ma'akev. I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think so. Pardon? I think it's just because it's a very good point. I'm not convinced. But I think the reason is just because that's what happened, because it's a wall that came down and you had protrusions on the side. I don't think lack of protrusions will make it. Oh, do you know what? Maybe it will make. What do you suggest? What do you think? Right. So that's probably the point. That if it's built initially like that, you're gonna have it. If there will be dragging after that, it will be considered one room. Right, you would be able to, as opposed to over here where it has had once historically there was a wall in between. It was historically a separated area. Yeah. Okay. See if you'd chess. If you had a few people in the Beis HaKnesses, vektzosom be'azora, and some of the minion in the azora, in the courtyard. In the court, it's the extension of the shul, and a mitzvah, they will not join up. Interesting halacha. 5 people in the shul, and 5 people in the room outside. They won't join up for a minion. Rabbi Isai, an open question about that. There's something which doesn't make sense about the Shulchan Aruch. Again, 5 or 6 or 7 people in the main shul. 3 people are busy because they're outside still. They're outside. It's not outside completely. They're in the hall. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us it will not join up for minyan. Question mark?
Can they see each other?
Exactly. The assumption would have been that they can see each other. If they can see each other, what's the halacha? They join. We've got a minion. So it's a bit of a kasha. Yeah, do you hear that? So the Mishneh Berurah is going to say that we're talking about a case that they cannot see each other. You have got, there is some sort of some sort of reason why they cannot see each other, and that's why the minion does not join up. Mishnebura says, 1 minute, Mishnebura says, because of primogodim, tahi desif yudzayin, yudches, yutes, mar b'she'ein un roin zeh. They are not seeing each other. The beroin zeh, because if they do see another, one another, afilu b'shnei batim, even if you have 2 houses, mamash properly in 2 houses, mitzvah, and they join up, do me the zimun. Like in Zimun, there could be 2 separate houses. So according to Mishnebura, this is mamash a critical point over here. It's an essential point. He goes that far and he says, if you've got 10 people, which are in different buildings, 5 people in one building, 5 people in another building, and they can't see each other through the window, the halacha is, according to the Mishnebura, they will join. Because you've got them in, they can't see each other. Yeah, lechatchila not, but certainly make it then, if they can see each other, even in totally separate buildings, the minion will be, you're going to have a minion. Okay, and right, that's what we're leaving it here. But certainly that must be emphasized that if we're talking about a hole in the back, according to Mishnebura, we are talking about, if we say that not mitzdarev, he must be talking about a case where they cannot see each other. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, we learned about somebody standing behind the shul. He's outside the shul. He's on the street. The halach is, according to Shulchan Aruch, that he joins up for minyan, and the reason is because we learned from Zimun, Roin zeh, the halacha is, they are mitzdarev leminyan. We learned about some inside, some outside. Again, the halacha is, if they can't see each other, they join up. And we learned Mishnebura says, Chatchile, don't rely on that, but certainly make it, then it's fine. We then learned about this chotze ketana shenifotza b'miluya, the chotze which came down. The halacha there is that the ketana will never be self-sufficient, and they all be dragged after the gadol, and therefore the cheshbon works out that if you've got 9 people in the big, 1 in the small, that will be fine, but vice versa not. Shliach tzibur can only be moitzi in that particular case. And Tzifit Ches told us that if you've got a hole in the back, a room behind the shul, behind the main shul, then the halacha is that they're not mitzdarev. But we learned, the Mishnebura says, that's only if they cannot be seen. Because if they can't see one another, the halacha again is that they join up for minyan. And we shall continue with Shem, Yutes, and this Mishnebura in Tzifit Ches will not tomorrow again, but it will be on Wednesday, Mitzvah Hashem. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.